A stationary front is stalled in our area. It is located between the Capital Region and the Canadian border. And if you want to know where you are in relationship to the front, simply step outside. If it's warm and very humid, you are located south of the front. And if it's cooler, then you are located on the northern side of the frontal system. There's a big spread in temperature across that front, with areas coming up into the 80s south of that front location. In addition, the dew points are up as well, running in the lower to mid-60s. So on top of the warm weather, it's also very humid, definitely a real feel of summer across most of our area. North of the front, though, it's a different story. Across extreme northern New York and northern Vermont, temperatures are running some 20 degrees cooler as that cooler air is draining in from the north. Now, with plenty of warmth and humidity in most areas and that front in place, we have had some thunderstorms flare up this afternoon. Some of these storms have been locally heavy, and the potential does exist for some locally strong or severe storms through at least sunset. Moving past sunset, we'll keep in the chance for showers and storms, though the threat for severe weather should go away. It's going to be a warm and humid night with areas of fog. Temperatures will settle back into the 50s and 60s. We'll do it again tomorrow, though the front will be farther north. So I expect that areas that are a little bit cooler today to warm up tomorrow. We're targeting highs in the 70s and 80s tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be another humid day, so very much like today, a real summer feel, and we'll have the potential for some pop-up showers and storms, especially tomorrow afternoon. And like today, some of these storms could be on the strong side. By Thursday, a cold front will sweep across the region. We'll have one more warm and humid day on Thursday before that cold front comes through. Some showers and storms are likely with the front, and the air will cool considerably as we move into Friday and the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 50s to around 60. For tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers or thunderstorms, warm and humid, high in the 70s to around 80. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers or thunderstorms, warm and humid, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers or thunderstorms, warm and humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with showers likely on Friday, not as warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.